The appeal process, standard and expedited. ACBH is responsible for allowing you to request a review of a decision that was made about your specialty mental health services by Alameda County Behavioral Health or your providers. There are two ways you can request a review. One way is using the standard appeal process. The other way is by using the expedited appeal process. These two types of appeals are similar. However, there are specific requirements to qualify for an expedited appeal. The specific requirements are explained below. What is a standard appeal? A standard appeal is a request for review of a problem you have with Alameda County Behavioral Health or your provider that involves a denial or changes to services you think you need. If you request a standard appeal, Alameda County Behavioral Health may take up to 30 days to review it. If you think waiting 30 days will put your health at risk, you should ask for an expedited appeal. The standard appeal process will allow you to file an appeal orally or in writing. If you submit your appeal orally, you must follow it up with a signed written appeal. You can get help with writing the appeal. If you do not follow up with a signed written appeal, your appeal will not be resolved. However, the date that you submitted the oral appeal is the filing date. Ensure filing an appeal will not count against you or your provider in any way. Allow you to authorize another person to act on your behalf, including a provider. If you authorize another person to act on your behalf, Alameda County Behavioral Health might ask you to sign a form authorizing BHP to release information to that person. Have your benefits continued upon request for an appeal within the required time frame, which is 10 days from the date your notice of adverse benefit determination was mailed or personally given to you. You do not have to pay for continued services while the appeal is pending. If you do request continuation of the benefit, and the final decision of the appeal confirms the decision to reduce or discontinue the service you are receiving, you may be required to pay the cost of services furnished while the appeal was pending. Ensure that the individuals making the decisions are qualified to do so and not involved in any previous level of review or decision-making. Allow you or your representative to examine your case file, including your medical record and any other documents or records considered during the appeal process. Allow you to have a reasonable opportunity to present evidence and allegations of fact or law in person or in writing. Allow you, your representative, or the legal representative of a deceased member's estate to be included as parties to the appeal. Let you know your appeal is being reviewed by sending you written confirmation. Inform you of your right to request a state hearing following the completion of the appeal process. When can I file an appeal? You can file an appeal with ACBH if Alameda County Behavioral Health or one of the county contracted providers decides that you do not qualify to receive any Medi-Cal specialty mental health services because you do not meet the medical necessity criteria. If your provider thinks you need a specialty mental health service and asks Alameda County Behavioral Health for approval, but Alameda County Behavioral Health does not agree and denies your provider's request or reduces the type or frequency of service. If your provider has asked Alameda County Behavioral Health for approval, but Alameda County Behavioral Health needs more information to make a decision and doesn't complete the approval process on time. If ACBH doesn't provide services to you based on the timelines Alameda County Behavioral Health has set up. If you don't think Alameda County Behavioral Health is providing services soon enough to meet your needs. If your grievance, appeal, or expedited appeal wasn't resolved in time. If you and your provider do not agree on the specialty mental health services you need. How can I file an appeal? You may call ACBH's toll-free phone number to get help with filing an appeal. The toll-free number is located at the front of this handbook. Alameda County Behavioral Health will provide self-addressed envelopes at all the provider sites for you to mail in your appeal. If you do not have a self-addressed envelope, you may mail your appeal directly to the address on the front of this handbook. Appeals can be filed orally or in writing. If you submit your appeal orally, you must follow it up with a signed written appeal. How do I know if my appeal has been decided? ACBH will notify you or your representative in writing about their decision for your appeal. The notification will have the following information: the results of the appeal resolution process, the date the appeal decision was made. If the appeal is not resolved wholly in your favor, the notice will also contain information regarding your right to a state hearing and the procedure for filing a state hearing. Is there a deadline to file an appeal? You must file an appeal within 60 days of the date on the Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. Keep in mind that you will not always get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination. There are no deadlines for filing an appeal when you do not get a Notice of Adverse Benefit Determination, so you may file this type of appeal at any time. When will a decision be made about my appeal? Alameda County Behavioral Health must decide on your appeal within 30 calendar days from when Alameda County Behavioral Health receives your request for the appeal. The timeframes for making a decision may be extended up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if Alameda County Behavioral Health believes that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is for your benefit. An example of when a delay is for your benefit is when Alameda County Behavioral Health believes it might be able to approve your appeal if it has more time to get information from you or your provider. What if I can't wait 30 days for my appeal decision? The appeal process may be faster if it qualifies for the expedited appeal process. What is an expedited appeal? An expedited appeal is a faster way to decide an appeal. The expedited appeal process follows a similar process to the standard appeal process. However, your appeal must meet certain requirements. The expedited appeal process also follows different deadlines than the standard appeal. You can make a verbal request for an expedited appeal. You do not have to put your expedited appeal request in writing. When can I file an expedited appeal? If you think that waiting up to 30 days for a standard appeal decision will jeopardize your life, health, or ability to attain, maintain, or regain maximum function, you may request an expedited resolution of an appeal. If Alameda County Behavioral Health agrees that your appeal meets the requirements for an expedited appeal, ACBH will resolve your expedited appeal within 72 hours after Alameda County Behavioral Health receives the appeal. The timeframes for making a decision may be extended by up to 14 calendar days if you request an extension, or if Alameda County Behavioral Health shows that there is a need for additional information and that the delay is in your interest. If ACBH extends the timeframes, Alameda County Behavioral Health will give you a written explanation as to why the timeframes were extended. If Alameda County Behavioral Health decides that your appeal does not qualify for an expedited appeal, Alameda County Behavioral Health must make reasonable efforts to give you prompt oral notice and will notify you in writing within 2 calendar days, giving you the reason for the decision. Your appeal will then follow the standard appeal timeframes outlined earlier in this section. If you disagree with Alameda County Behavioral Health's decision that your appeal doesn't meet the expedited appeal criteria, you may file a grievance. Once ACBH resolves your request for an expedited appeal, Alameda County Behavioral Health will notify you and all affected parties orally and in writing.